We're on the line with Western New York Congressman Brian Higgins. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, thank you very much for your time today. Of course, there are calls for Vice President Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from office. If that doesn't happen, Congress ready to move forward with articles of impeachment. Congressman, lay out the case against the president for us.
Well, the president incited an insurrection of death and destruction against the United States Capitol, the essence of American democracy. And then, as bad, he ran back to the safe confines of the White House. So not only is he dangerous, he's also a gutless coward.
This, of course, would be the second impeachment against President Trump. In the previous impeachment, many predicted correctly that it would fail with votes going along partisan lines. What about this time? Would the result be any different?
Well, the House can impeach with a majority vote. The articles, if it passes by a majority vote in the House, would then go to the Senate, where 2/3 or 67 of 100 votes would be required to convict the president. If the president were convicted, the Senate could then, by a majority of votes, bar him from ever holding future federal office. But there are consequences to actions, and what had occurred last Wednesday in the nation's capital is unprecedented, and it demonstrates that this president is very, very dangerous. And now you're seeing, you know, members of his own party calling his actions out for what they were.
I don't have to tell you the level of division in this country right now. And here we are 2 months after the election, driving around Western New York. I still see Trump signs, Trump flags out in front of houses. He obviously still enjoys wide support. Likely you've heard from some of your constituents who are supporters of the president. If this impeachment were successful, what would you say to those constituents about moving forward?
I would say that 81 million people voted for Joe Biden, more than any president-elect in the history of America. And Joe Biden, I think, is an individual who has demonstrated throughout his career an ability to work with both Democrats and Republicans as a senator and as vice president. I would say give him a chance. So I think that there will be time to heal the nation. I think Joe Biden has demonstrated through his time in Congress and as vice president his ability to do that. And if you look at the testimonies of some of his Republican colleagues, they are heartfelt about the decency of him as a man. And I think that anybody that knows him, and I've spent time with him, he exudes decency. And I think he is the right person at the right time to heal and move the nation forward.
And speaking of healing, I can only assume after the events of last Wednesday that nerves in Washington are frayed, and that might be the understatement of the year so far. But what about that for you, for your staff, and for some of your colleagues? What's the sense right now in Washington?
Well, fear paralyzes. Situational awareness hopefully enhances the ability to be aware and to make smart decisions. And I think, you know, look, we've got to be careful. You know, this is, you had an armed insurrection of the United States Capitol. So there is, there's a lot of questions that need to be answered relative to how and why of the security at the Capitol was breached. So I just think that, you know, moving forward, a lot to be learned, a lot of questions to be answered, and changes to be made relative to the safety of those that work in the Capitol. And that protects the interests of all future protesters on Capitol Hill, but also members of Congress and people that are, you know, career civil servants that are good, honest, hardworking people.
Congressman Brian Higgins, thank you very much for your time this morning, sir.
Thank you.